I am Miki Nedimovic, I am from Germany, and I'm showing you my short film Dva, which means two, and we will see if the people will like it here.
It's Duval?
Dva, D-V-A.
Dva, okay, I'm sorry, well, I heard it, I thought you were doing a documentary on the great American actor.
Yeah, right. Well, Russians, Polish people would understand it because this is Slavic, it's from ex-Yugoslavia, but it means two.
So tell us what the film is about.
Yes, what is the film about?
It's you're still asking yourself that.
Yes, I do actually. No, it's about two snipers during the civil war in ex-Yugoslavia, one Serbian, one Croatian. And they are running through the mountains in Croatia, very lonely, and then the way gets crossed of these two guys, and then they try to kill each other. And during the time where they try to kill each other, they step on the same time on the mine, and like 3 feet away, so they can face each other, touch each other, but they can't kill each other anymore. If they do, the next one will die too, so they can't kill each other anymore, and so they have to get along together.
Okay.
And it changed the situation.
The funny irony of war and battle and enemies.
Well, I didn't really think about that. My goal was because I was really interested in the theme of hate, where the roots of hate, where it comes from. And I had the idea to have two enemies and the nature, which is pure, and this, the truth, and I want the minds, which are two hands holding these two enemies. And it's like two babies on Mother Earth, and they say, okay, now you have to get along and find out why you hate each other. That was my first fantasy idea, but as long as I worked on it, I realized that the root of hate is much, much deeper, that there are decades inside, and it's impossible that they make peace after 3 days of staying on the mind. So the film become actually something else what I was planning of, but the film forced me to do it this way.
Well, and there's been, in film history, there have been enemies who have either teamed up or had to get along. I think of films like the Defiant Ones, or Enemy Mine, or even or something where if soldiers are stuck. I think of a film like No Man's Land, where they're out there in the middle and not sure where to go. How was the filmmaking process for you?
Well, it's beautiful that you mention Enemy Mine, because this is a very old film, and I will never...
Inspiration?
Well,
not intentionally?
It was not an inspiration for that film, but I remember how beautiful this movie was, how much I cried and everything. But the goal was the same, really. But for me, I really did a lot of research with these people down there, and I realized the root of this hate is so deep. Of course, there's humanity inside of us, but at the end is always this distance. I mean, it's impossible. It's the same like with Israel and Palestine. I wish the deepest of my heart that there's peace too for Palestine, for the Israelites, everywhere. I really wish that, but it's impossible. They're like thousands of years they have these fights, and I think it will take at least the same time to have peace. So I really find out the only choice I had in my short film is a connection between these two guys, like, which is the family, because one of the soldiers finds out, oh, he's having a family as I do, so I want to have some information about him, because he's mirroring himself to the other person. But the only thing they really have in common, I can't tell you, because then I will tell you the end.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm kidding. No, sorry. Do tell what you want to tell. It's all right.
Many, many decisions, really, I made from my stomach, and I think I really made a lot of right decisions. And I think this film, oh my God, I hope I don't sound like a crazy guy who knows all about life, but I think this film tells a lot of truths of life, how we are behaving as human beings. And a lot of decisions I really made of my stomach, and I felt like I had to make that film because this was the only realistic way I could tell. Not the way I wanted, because I wanted a happy end. What I wanted is the end that they shake hands and say, hey guy, I know we are enemies, but you're such a fine guy. If we made it here, I will drink a beer with you. But this is, like I say always, living room thinking from the West. You know, I'm watching the news and I'm sitting, drinking my orange juice, having a nice dinner and asking myself, why are they fighting? Are they stupid? Life is beautiful. But that is not true. I mean, this is a complete different area, different culture, a different history than where I'm from. And as long as I worked on it, I realized the real life, and it made me really sad. And the only one in this film what was like my wish is the end of the film, the complete ending. I can't tell too, because then you know.
Well, and I think from a filmmaking standpoint, it is a bold move to try to show dimension and humanity to a quote-unquote enemy or a villainous character, or seeing another side's point of view. Another title I think of, if you're familiar with the John Boorman film Hell in the Pacific, Lee Marvin, Toshirô Mifune, they're both stranded on an island during World War II, and one gets the upper hand, and then another one gets the upper hand, and then they wind up finding a mutual understanding amongst each other. Granted, they're isolated at the time, but yeah, to show humanity and three-dimensional characters on both sides, when we're used to an American action star blowing up one-dimensional, you know, foreign villain characters.
Okay. Well, how I said, I was really interested in the theme hate, and I think I wanted to tell a nice fairy tale, and the whole movie plays in one spot, just on one spot. They're not different scenes in a different area. It's all on spot. And I thought, what a great idea. This is going to be easy. But as long as I worked on it, I was thinking, holy, what did I do? I try now to do a huge theme about life, about hatred, in a short film. I am crazy. People will think, what's the matter with him? He's living in a city in Germany, having a good life. What does he know about life? And it was actually true at the beginning, but how I said, I was researching for a war journalism film for 12 years, and that is how I got the idea for this short film. And as longer I did research on it, I realized I have to do the film completely different. It won't be realistic. And what you said with other war films where they get on a lonely island, I think it's different stories, because if I'm like in a World War II, I'm an American fighting against a German, the Americans didn't know the Germans didn't know the Americans. So I think there it's really realistic to be on island and then to find out, hey, you're a cool guy. Mm-hmm. But if I, like the Serbian and the Croatians, which are fighting, I mean, it started at World War II, you know, where the Croatians worked with the Germans, and after the war, the Serbian killed 250,000 Croatians as a revenge, you know, so there's really this hate for decades, you know, or the Israelis and Palestinians, much, much longer, and I think this is a different level, standard of hate, you know, and very complex, and I think you must be very, very careful of what you're saying. You can hurt a lot of people, and for me, a lot of people are asking me, what is the name of Dva means, how I said in English, it's two, or who is the Serbian, who is the Croatian guy. I never mentioned this in my film, because the title is not important, the nationalities are not important. This could be, how I said, an Israeli, a Palestinian, a Turkish guy, and a Kurdistan guy. It could be a rebel and a Yankee, you know, everything. It's universal.
So how long did it take for you to shoot, and where did you shoot it?
I did shoot it in Croatia, on the beautiful countryside in the mountains, amazing, amazing nature. And I shoot it for 6.5 days, and we had 2 years preparation. Yes, very good preparation.
Mm-hmm. Obviously that helped.
it helped a lot. I did find out good preparation is more than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
It helps a lot.
Now, how many festivals have you been to with this film?
Oof. Well, I was on some festivals. I think right now I'm on 10, 11, because this is the first year of the festivals. Mm-hmm. And now it was in Mexico. It was also in the U.S. in Rhode Island Film Festival. And I'm so happy now to be at the Heartland Film Festival, and more happy that I got invited here. It's beautiful to be back in the States after 10 years. The last time I was here was 2002 in New York City.
Well, it's a small town hospitality in a big city.
Well, I think I asked yesterday. I think Indianapolis has 1.5 million people.
Not that small.
No, it's big. It's big and beautiful. It's my style. Like the football stadium is 2 blocks away. I love it. My style.
So, just out of curiosity, what films have you watched recently? New, old, doesn't matter.
Oh, I watch a lot, everything. But which movies are really a great inspiration for me?
Sure.
Are Great Expectations with Ethan Hawke, Uma Thurman, and Bancroft.
Okay.
Yes, yes. And Gattaca also with Ethan Hawke. But these films, I feel more personal. I feel like these movies are made for me, because these films are a lot about hope and dreams and believing in it. And I really identify with that, because I see my life in that. And these films gave me a lot of strength to do what I'm dreaming of, also doing films.
Well, hopefully you're not as scrubbing as much as Ethan does in Gattaca. Those who know Gattaca know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean. Well, I am. We don't.
So you're
have
really Jude Law,
valid or
is what you're
invalid
saying.
Person. No. I identify really more with Ethan Hawke, the scratching one.
It's an excellent film. Check it out if you haven't already.
Also the soundtracks. Oh, what beautiful soundtracks! Michael Nyman, great mm-hmm. composer. Patrick Doyle and Great Expectations. Also the other soundtracks with Tori Amos. I'm a huge fan of Tori Amos.
Yeah?
Sorry. Yes, the best singer. The only one I'm a fan of, Tori Amos.
Wow. Have you picked up the new album?
No, not yet. But actually, when I'm having ideas, film ideas, I'm listening always to Tori Amos music. I hope I don't sound stupid.
No.
And it's funny, the music is for me like a memory stick. Mm-hmm. I hear the same song and it's the same story. So if I hear that song, my story is getting clearer and clearer, and I see more and get to my goal. It's really strange.
All right, well, we appreciate your time, and hope you enjoy the tour.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew, and I think I will have a great time here.
Cool, excellent.